At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. ActiveGuard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Adam Schefter, you know what? I'm just going to play you the clip, and then we can interpret ourselves in terms of who he thinks the next head coach of the New York Giants will be. Take a listen.
When they hire somebody, my guess and sense is it's somebody that we probably haven't even brought up in the end.
Well, I haven't heard anyone bring up Tiki Barber.
Stop.
So that line led me think of three people.
I am not going to be the next head coach of the New York Giants.
Are you saying
it's Tiki Barber?
Are you saying that definitively?
First of all, I'm not qualified to be the head coach of the New York Giants.
Neither is Jeff Saturday.
Yes, but Jeff Saturday lasted for how long?
That's true.
A week?
That's true.
Maybe.
When I heard that clip of Schefter, I thought of three people in Giants history.
Go ahead.
I thought of Carl Banks being the next head coach of the New York Giants, though I think Dexter may have an issue with that. I thought of Eli Manning, and I thought of Tiki Barber. Those are the three people I'm like, that would be one we haven't seen coming. And all three, in a way, are connected. I wouldn't bring up Strahan. He's so disconnected, he don't even count.
Right.
But you do pre and post. You're here on The Fan talking about him all the time. Eli's got, you know, his head so close to the Giants organization, he's basically there.
He's got an office there.
He's got an office. He does a TV show or a YouTube show. He's there, and he's a comedy act. And then you got Carl Banks, who, yeah.
It's unlikely.
Which one?
All of them. I'm just telling you it's unlikely.
Sean, of the three candidates I laid out, who would you be most excited about coaching the Giants? And remember, there are some ill effects. Like, if Tiki takes the job, he's done here. Like, he can't work with us.
That's why I'd be the most excited. I slide right into Tiki's chair, and we get a good, competent head coach. That's an easy answer, Evan.
Yeah, so when Schefter says that, though, in all seriousness, who are you thinking of? When he says someone we're not even thinking of.
I'll give you one.
Go ahead.
Because I've only heard us think of it. Davis Webb.
Mm. Yeah, former player.
Nobody's mentioning.
Yeah.
He was very respected when he was here.
And is a young, hot up-and-comer.
Right, he was, in a sense, he was essentially like a coach player when he was here.
What's going to be really challenging is that because the Giants are going to have a coaching vacancy literally for 2 months, probably longer, every single name is going to come up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, President Trump's name is going to come up. Mike Francesa's name is going to come up.
Not renaming Giant, or I was going to say Giant, MetLife Stadium for our commander-in-chief.
No, I meant he could be the head coach. Like, I think every name is going to come up in terms of being connected to this coaching job.
I love the Giants.
That Schefter's line of it's going to be someone we haven't talked about is almost impossible. Because by January, we will have talked about everybody.
Yeah, right. I just think it means we probably have like the same six names on the tip of everybody's tongue, and he probably means it won't be any of those.
Right.
But that being said, just real quickly,
there's
minor breaking Giant news.
So it's not glassworthy.
Not glassworthy, only because I've debated the 6 minutes and I've played the Evan Roberts, do we have audio game yet? And we don't.
Okay.
We don't. And I'm getting the vibe there's not going to be audio. This from Connor Hughes. Russell Wilson just spoke with people. Okay. He has not asked for his release. However, he did make a couple unsolicited remarks about getting the Giants to the, quote, one-inch mark and not going for it, which happened last week. So, feels like he's a little angry.
Pissed off at that play call decision?
Pissed off that basically they didn't go for it and now he's benched.
Well, here's the good news, audio or not. Connor will join us at 4 o'clock. So Connor Hughes, who's been covering the Giants incredibly well, also covers the Jets. We'll mix in both teams. He'll join us at 4 o'clock. We'll get more details on that. By the way, I agree with Russell Wilson. Like, I would have gone for it.
Mm-hmm.
But
I was okay kicking the field goal.
Were you?
Yeah, because the defense, for the first time in a few weeks, had been playing really well.
Yeah.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
And so my gut was just take those points, get a stop, and then end the game.
My only issue with Russell Wilson saying anything about it is he was so bad out there that for Russ to say, you know, I caught him to the inch yard line. We should have gone for it, dude. You looked retired playing football on Sunday.
And a penalty got him to the 1-inch line.
They were on the one, though.
Singletary made a great play. Like, this is the way I feel about Russell Wilson. He's done everything right, said everything right. If that's how he feels, piss off, dude.
Yeah. I went back and watched the Singletary play where he got stopped. If he's a half a step more patient, he walks in underneath the left guard and the left tackle. But he rushed it. And he took the lane that looked like it was there, and he almost got there.
Mm.
It was a half a split second decision from being a touchdown.
Can I just say something here? Because I have a feeling Russell Wilson is going to be a problem here down the stretch. Tommy DeVito should still be on this football
team.
No, he should be. There is no reason. I'm a Joe Shane supporter. You bring in Jameis Winston, and then what, 4 days later, you sign Russell Wilson to a contract? That's ridiculous. Jameis Winston should have been the backup. Tommy DeVito should be the third string, you know, on this team this year and a chance to be the backup next year.
You know
he
what?
Should be on this roster, Tommy DeVito, not Russell Wilson, so he could go to Nick games.
You're joking because you're the generational talent, and it's kind of some truth behind it, but you're not wrong.
No, it's fully not wrong because
ultimately, aren't we there?
Yeah.
Jameis Winston as the backup, Jackson Dart as the starting quarterback when he's healthy.
And Tommy could have been the third string.
And that could have been the plan all along. Mm. It's Dart, it's Winston, and there's Tommy for chuckles as your third stringer.
Or if you have to play him, you know he can ball.
That's true.
He looked really good in the preseason.
That is true.
I'm thankful he's not here because the Giants play the Packers this week. Could I go through another Tommy DeVito beats the Packers week and Lou Gowers going
nuts? But I think at this point you know that Tommy's not the future. Two years ago, people thought, including you, Sean,
Me? I never said that.
Tommy was the future.
Yeah. Give Lugie an extra 45 seconds. We'll have the clip of you crying to Tommy DeVito.
AI, bro.
No. That can't be the new defense of everything now. That
wasn't
like me.
Mike McDaniel.
I think DeVito might be the answer.
Did you see the Mike McDaniel thing?
Yes.
Where he was asked about driving through the neighborhood.
Yes.
And harassing people, haters. And they asked him, you know, this is the problem with the query, with the question. The question was basically, you know, I don't know if this was AI, because someone was seen, looked like you, your car, your watch, driving through the neighborhood. You know, was that you? And he was like, oh, well, you know, and I live in that neighborhood, and AI is real.
Yeah.
And it was such a non-answer.
Now, Tiki, I love you, and the only reason I'm going to say this is because I would say the same thing to Tommy and Sean, probably in a meaner tone, but I'm going to say it anyway. We played it on our show yesterday.
No, we didn't.
Yes, we did.
We did. Now, to be fair, I'm going to defend you. This week feels like a week from hell with Dable. So I think we've just all forgotten about
it. It was 6:05 yesterday.
Oh, yeah. We half checked.
I respect the honesty. Let's go to Dom and New Rochelle. What's up, Dom?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up?
Just want to start off on say it's an honor to talk to the greatest Giant running back of all time. Just want to get that out.
Thank you,
rocking
Dom.
With you your whole career since 97.
Thank you, brother.
You're welcome. I called you guys yesterday about Joe Shane's his draft picks and all. And I also meant his second round picks too as not being foundational players, except in a couple of them. But he's also let a lot of talent walk out of this building, especially in the secondary, and Julian Love and Xavier McKinney.
Right.
And his defense, week after week, gets steamrolled. I'm not talking about their offense. They get steamrolled. They just don't have enough finishes on this defense.
Yeah. And if you think back, Dom, to that first year, that 2022 season, it was Julian Love making a stop or an interception, or Xavier McKinney, and one score games winning those games. Those guys, no matter what you feel about them or now, or what contract they were commanding, because safeties got really expensive in Zach Xavier McKinney free agent year, those guys were winning players. It's just fact. They were winning players. They made plays to win football games, and the Giants don't have enough of that this season.
No question. Ryan's in Rockland. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
We're good, man. What's up?
So I wanted to touch on what I heard you guys talk about with Adam Schefter saying before that that Shane might stay on, and then the head coach can maybe handpick his guy.
Right.
That leads me to think it has to be somebody that's a veteran head coach that's done this before, right? I mean, they're not going to have a guy that's never coached before come in and pick a general manager.
I agree with you, Ryan.
I think you're likely right, but not that it's the same scenario, but I mentioned it earlier. Aaron Glenn essentially picked Aaron Mugi.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with that said, I think the state of this team, the state of where they are in history, Jackson Dart being where he is, my best guess is it would be someone with experience. Meanwhile, yesterday I predicted Lou Anarumo, so that kind of contradicts that. But I think that as this process continues, someone with experience is probably going to have the edge. And I think back in Giant history, and I think back to Dan Reeves. He had experience. I think to Tom Coughlin. He had experience. I don't know if there's a Dan Reeves walking through that door or a Tom Coughlin walking through that door, especially when you think of what their resumes were prior to coming here. I mean, Dan Reeves coached in the Super Bowl. Tom Coughlin got to multiple AFC championship games, if memory serves correct.
McCarthy.
Probably that's the closest.
But we're thinking about Mike McCarthy.
We are.
So if you're going to follow fully Schefter.
Well, that's the second Schefter comment, yes.
Right.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK.
and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.